Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Disaster for the galaxy, Captain.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Pedro Fernandez.
I told you all that I was the greatest of all time.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And of course, we are broadcasting live a video feed, a Ustream feed, right here on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Just go to the left-hand side of the Facebook page here at Ring Talk, and you'll see this Ustream Live button. You can hit this button and watch the show live as we do it here from the Sports Byline headquarters in the lovely city by the gay, San Francisco, California. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. And today, we're going to talk a lot of boxing. We're going to talk a lot of MMA. We're going to talk about the big Fox deal. And I mean, this is a big deal. I'm talking about Fox TV giving the UFC $100 million a year. That's a tenth of $1 billion a year for 7 years. They're going to put on four major shows, and their first show will be November 12th, going straight up against Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez on HD pay-per-view. Of course, HBO pay-per-view charging $70 to watch this fight in high definition. But then again, just an hour earlier, you'll be able to watch Cain Velasquez, who we've had on the show in the past, the UFC heavyweight champion, the Mexican-American, who I think is about to break out in the superstardom as far as a media darling's concerned. He can fight. He's got the right complexion right now, the right connection, and the right demographic. So I think Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos is going to be a great main event November 12th on Fox TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coast to coast, we do have open phone lines. You would like to join us? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget the website. If you want to watch us live right now, Facebook.com/Ring Talk, or go to ringtalk.com and get all the information on what you need to do. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're out for the evening and you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because getting arrested for drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. You could face legal fees, court costs, the loss of your license, and more. Right now, cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving, and they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober, or get pulled over.
I used to be that guy you'd see riding a big old bike down the highway. Man, I love that. Don't have that bike anymore. Sold it when I lost my license for riding drunk. You may still see me, though. Now I'm the guy picking up trash, wearing a fluorescent vest that says community service.
Cops are cracking down on drinking and riding all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Ride sober or get pulled over.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication, heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then you need to try Blue Goo, a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically by a lab based in Los Angeles for the treatment of arthritis, bursitis, tendinitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical in Los Angeles, California, recommends Blue Goo for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before surgery. Let Blue Goo be the last pain relief product you ever use. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. That's 1-888-330-0123. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping and handling costs. So why wait? Don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-888-330-0123 now or visit us online at www.dothegoo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Got the Latinos, did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks, you know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans, I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops, you got America's Most Wanted. Why, you have Adventures of the Highway Patrol. There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you, there's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot, it didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen, sorry, pal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Of night with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Check it, 12, make it 13 minutes past the hour. Yeah, the dudes have envied me for so long. 26 plus years now on the radio. Of course, the longest running fight show in history. And yes, there is a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records for yours truly, Pedro Fernandez. Guinness, are you listening? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And if I haven't mentioned it enough, I'll mention it again. We are going live right now. I'm looking at my ugly mug on Facebook.com/RingTalk, the Ustream Live channel. And this is our new TV channel. Of course, we broadcasted live on Justin TV, Justin.TV, for a long time. And that's, you know, the connection would break down, we have problems, and there would be skips and this and that. But with Facebook, nobody's had a complaint, and we're ready to roll in some new tools next week. So things will be improving as far as the video is concerned at Facebook.com/RingTalk. Of course, that's the Ustream Live channel. You've got to hit that in the left-hand channel. Or if you want to just listen to us live on the audio end of it, you can always go to sportsbyline.com, and all this information is available at ringtalk.com. And speaking of the man that's is responsible for a lot of the good things at ringtalk.com, of course, he is the administrator, the webmaster. He gets the ads, and, of course, he's a great writer as well. Of course, I'm talking about KP, the king of just my king. Talking about KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Big Kev?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I almost gave you up there.
You don't have my, what's up?
I said I almost gave you up there, the king of, and I let it go.
That's funny, man. I was just wondering if you have my ugly mug up on Facebook, the stream.
we're working on that. We'll have all these ugly mugs. Everybody's ugly. Right now, my ugly mug is up there, but we're working on the addition of videos and audios and all kinds of good stuff. And basically, I've needed to sit down and work with my professor, not the boxing professor, Chuck Marbury, who'll be on the show a little bit later today. I'm talking about the professor at UC Berkeley and Stanford, Ricardo Rivera, my video guy. So, but he's been busy, I've been busy, and I totaled my car last week, so that doesn't make for a good day anyway. Anyway, KP, let's talk about tonight's HBO card. Is this an HBO championship boxing card, or is this a Boxing After Dark card?
I'm assuming it's an After Dark card, but since it's Andre Berto, they'll probably call it World Championship Boxing. But the guy he is fighting, Jan Zevic, I think he's based out of Germany, but he's originally from Slovenia. He's the IBF welterweight champion, whatever, how much stock you can put into that whole title. Nowadays, that's really irrelevant here. Berto's going to be on the network fighting Zevic for his title.
Isn't
that's
it,
why it's Sabic is the opponent here.
Isn't it a little sad, though, that Berto just lost to Victor Ortiz with all these great HBO dates, all these great fighters available or good fighters available, that he's able to secure another HBO slot, much like Paul Williams after he got knocked the puck out by Sergio Martinez, was able to secure an HBO date against Arislandi Lara. And, of course, he lost that fight, but they gave it to him. But what's the connection between these two guys and HBO? Why are these guys getting the HBO shots when there's other fighters probably more deserving?
Well, I think these guys have the right connections. And same time, I don't
want to... What are the right connections, Kevin?
Say it again?
Don't be so vague. What are the right connections?
Well, the right connections are Al Haymon, and who is the advisor to many fighters, mainly African-American fighters that fight on HBO. The thing that doesn't really bother me necessarily is the guys are featured on the network, because they actually have been in some entertaining fights. The problem to me is anybody that's on HBO should be fighting a legitimate opponent, and the fight should be somewhat of an even fight. I mean, I'm not saying that it should be even as, you know, on the in the books, but even in the sense that the guy who's a perceived challenger should at least have, in the public's mind, a chance of winning or being somebody that the public actually knows quite a bit about. And the thing that bothers me is actually on the undercard is Gary Russell Jr., who happens to be a former Olympian. I think in 2008, he didn't participate in Olympic Games because I think he didn't make weight. He's being showcased on HBO against the unknown Colombian opponent who lost in his last fight on Showbox against a Cuban Olympian, Luis Franco. So the guy who's fighting Leonilo Miranda is an unknown opponent and basically a showcase opponent to basically show the world Gary Russell. And I'm sure Gary Russell is a very talented upcoming fighter. But I think at this point, to be giving guys dates who haven't earned them, I don't think it's really fair to a lot of other fighters and a lot of other excellent bouts that can be made on HBO.
Okay, isn't this why the MMA has surpassed boxing in popularity? As early as 2006, the MMA numbers were eclipsing boxing. And this is one of the great big reasons. Is that when you tune in and watch one of these HBO boxing after dark cards, one of these HBO championship boxing cards, you end up seeing chalk. And what I mean by chalk for the listeners out there is, in other words, you can just go across the chalkboard and chalk up who's going to win, who's going to win, who's going to win. Because, you know, Berto's a heavy favorite tonight, and I'm sure Russell's a heavy favorite over a guy that lost his last fight. And I just don't – is Russell hooked up with Al Haymon too?
Yeah, he's with Al Haymon.
Oh, man. Is Al Haymon like a malignant tumor in the sport of boxing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm reluctant to really put all the blame on him, because at the same time, HBO is the company that enables Al Haymon to make a lot of the decisions. He's not technically an HBO employee, but, I mean, they might as well give him his baths. They might as well give him his card to check in, punch in and out, because he basically works for home box office. And I mean, the thing with HBO and then the comparison to UFC and how they do business, the main difference to me is MMA is a totally different structure. You can put a lot more fights on one card because the fights are a lot shorter. There are three rounds, but each round is 5 minutes. So you can put a lot more fights into one card. When you have two 12-round fights or two 10-round fights, I think the case tonight is going to be a 10-rounder and a 12-rounder. It's kind of hard to put five, six fights into a two-hour program. So you really have to take that into consideration. But HBO's biggest problem is they're not willing to put guys in tough fights. And you need to do that to build the customer base. When people see highlights of fights, they want to see highlights of guys who are fighting, not guys who are sitting there shoe shining their opponents and basically blowing guys out in one round and paying guys $1 million for about three, four minutes of action. So it's not fair to the consumer, And it's definitely a disservice to their own product. So you really have to look at it that way.
Ross Greenberg was recently fired, or his contract wasn't renewed. That was something I had predicted a while back. Of course, he was the HBO Sports CEO, the man that jumped in and got the job instead of Lou DiBella about 10, 11 years ago. All right, he's out. But Kerry Davis, an African-American, is the vice president of sports here at HBO, and he's a man that sort of brought Al Heyman in. And is it almost an incestuous relationship between Al Heyman and Kerry Davis? Is that the root of all this?
Well, I think the bottom line is a lot of people know Kerry Davis isn't really a guy whose background is in boxing. I think he's a former attorney. I'm not sure if he's still an attorney, but he's a guy that basically is pretty much there to read contracts. And Al Heyman's there to write up the contracts. So when you look at things that way, you could look at it as an incestuous relationship, but the bottom line here is when you looked at HBO, and I posted a video on Ring Talk this week of Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti, the first fight. Those are the types of fights that people want to see. And it's not about who's got this belt or who has that. It's putting the best possible matchups, the best matchmaking, and putting the two best fighters whose styles mesh into fights together. And I think ESPN, if there's ever a guy that deserved to run HBO Sports right now as far as the boxing division, it'd be the guy who runs ESPN. Because, I mean, they have had just an excellent season. I mean, they have a budget of about $50,000. And I would argue that many of their fights are more entertaining than the fights that are on HBO where they're paying guys over $1 million to fight.
Good enough.
With these million-dollar-plus license fees. So somebody's getting it right with a minimal budget, so I don't see why they can't get it right with all the money that they have to put these fights together.
Okay, P, I got to let you go, but the last thing I got to say is Kerry Davis got one thing going on. You know what that is?
What's that?
One of the most beautiful wives in the history of the world, which his wife is gorgeous. Got to run, bro.
All right, take it easy.
KP, Kevin Perry's got an article up right now at fresh@ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing. Next up, we talk MMA. With the man that's all meat, Matt Grizzle, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, on Facebook.com/Ring Talk and the Ustream Live channel. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide from the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios in San Francisco, California.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted.
He's tired.
And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
Check it, 27 minutes past the hour. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, sportsbyline.com, and of course, live on facebook.com/ringtalk. And of course, you go to the Ustream Live button, and you're rocking our video right now. But you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history. I keep boasting about that, but I'm often imitated, never duplicated. I am the man, Pedro Fernandez, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Now we go to Oklahoma City. And bring in my main man on the world of MMA. I'm talking about Matt All Meat Grizzle, of course, a former MMA fighter himself and now working in the industry of MMA. And Matthew, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm just fine. How are you today, Pedro?
I'm doing just fine. How's the family?
Great. They're wonderful.
That's good. How's that precious dog?
She's doing great. She's having a blast.
All right, that's good. Now, listen, this week, I mean, you know, the big news, of course, was Fox signing the UFC to $100 million a year, 7-year deal. That was about 2 weeks ago, and we talked about that before. But this week, they threw more like fire, they threw gasoline on the fire when they announced that Cain Velasquez, the undefeated UFC heavyweight champion, will be on the show in the next few weeks, I promise you that. He will defend his title against Junior Dos Santos on November 12th, live on Fox TV, in high definition, for free, the same night that Manny Pacquiao is going to fight Juan Manuel Marquez on HBO pay-per-view in HD for $70. Is this UFC card going to impact the boxing card?
Oh, I definitely imagine it will. I mean, there's no way around it. They're both combat sports. Usually a fan of one is a fan of the other. And as you've touched on several times, it sure seems that MMA in general is starting to eclipse boxing. So it's going to have an impact. Say what you want about Dana White, but he's a smart man.
I'm not saying nothing about him. I love the guy. I call him the Czar. He likes that. I call him the UFC Czar. He loves that title, Czar. But he's a good guy. We've spent a lot of time together over the years, and I have no problem with him or the Fertittas. I love Lorenzo. I think Lorenzo's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. One of the most mild-mannered men. Of course, a multimillionaire, if not a billionaire, owning all those casinos, those station casinos in Las Vegas, and, of course, the UFC. And people don't realize that the UFC lost $33 million before they made a dime.
Right. In those early days, they were really, really struggling to pull it together, to find a system, to incorporate rules, to get it legitimized throughout the country and eventually throughout the world. So, yeah, they lost a lot of money. But Dana White was persistent. He told the Fertittas he saw something in it, and they poured some money into it, and it sure has paid off.
We're talking with Matt Grizzle on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. Of course, we're talking MMA and boxing right here on Ring Talk. And, of course, we do this each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, Matthew, now, Cain Velasquez. Tell me, what does Cain bring to the dance?
He's extremely well-rounded. He's got insane cardio. Good wrestling skills, good boxing skills, ever-progressing jiu-jitsu game, really everything you want. perfect size heavyweight, in my opinion. Not too not small enough to be fast, but still big enough to bang with the big boys like we saw him do with Brock. I think he hangs around 245. This fight he's got coming up on with Junior Dos Santos on Fox is going to be just an awesome, awesome fight. It's going to be hard. You know, it's almost hard to – you can make an argument for each guy. Cain has been knocking guys out in his last fights, but guess what? Junior Dos Santos has the best hands in the heavyweight division, so it's going to be a very interesting fight. I'm really pumped to see it, and I can't wait. It's going to be great, and I'm glad they are showcasing it on Fox.
Okay, now – Cain Velasquez, 9-0 with 8 knockouts, and the other young man from Brazil, Junior Dos Santos, lost one time, as you said, the best hands in the heavyweight division here. Now, when it boils down to stamina and endurance, will this lay off, of course, the fact that he had a torn rotator cuff, I'm talking about the champion, Cain Velasquez, will this layoff hurt him or help him? Because, you know, some athletes get a year off, and they're able to refresh themselves, able to get rid of all the nagging little injuries and this and that they've sustained over the long periods of training, and some guys sort of lose it in a year. Where does Cain fit into this?
You know, I don't see it affecting Cain. If anything, I think it's going to – I don't see it affecting him either way, but if anything, I think it's going to do good for him to cure up any of those little nagging injuries you're talking about that all athletes deal with. But the reason I say that is because Cain is the kind of guy – he's got the mentality of a guy who's not going to slack. He's not going to get complacent. He's not going to get comfortable being off. He's a guy who was days after the surgery was back in the gym working his legs. He does this. He takes it seriously, and he works extremely, extremely hard in the gym.
Now, him being a Mexican-American – all right, and of course, Mexican-Americans and Mexicans in general and Hispanics in general are basically what's keeping the boxing business alive, although some people think that boxing is on life support, but they keep them boxing alive. Without the Hispanic contingent, boxing's ratings would be in – there wouldn't be any. Now, MMA, when I talked to the Showtime executives about a year ago when they were in San Jose, California, they told me there are more Hispanics per capita – watching MMA now than there were watching boxing, even though the boxing audience was bigger at the point, but there were more Hispanics watching MMA than were watching boxing. Is that a little surprise to you?
A little bit. It really is. Boxing is something that the Hispanic culture kind of has their roots in. It's something that the guys from the lower echelons of the class can fight literally their way up and become stars. And that does surprise me, but you got the first Mexican-American heavyweight champion ever in combat sports, Cain Velasquez, as your champion. I'm sure they're catching an eye of that, and they're proud of it, and they're taking a look at it and supporting him.
Okay. Last spin on this, what do you think of part four of the Chris Benoit story?
I like it. I hope more people get out there and check it out. It's it's a story that we all heard, but we don't really know the details about, and it does a great job at kind of exposing more the ins and outs of what really happened and what went down.
It's not fun reading autopsy reports, things like that. I mean, being a former policeman is one thing, but still reading autopsy reports regarding a 10-year-old having his neck broken and things like that. And, you know, and I listened to some of the tapes through the Freedom of Information Act and through Irving Munchnick, who, of course, wrote the book Chris and Nancy. But I listened to some of the tapes, and you could just tell that the young man, Daniel Benoit, at 7 years old, just wasn't quite the seven-year-old, didn't have the intellect of an average seven-year-old. He sounded a little slow, and this fragile X syndrome or mm-hmm. autistic or retarded, whichever way you want to put it. I think it sort of shows in some of these audios, and I think I might put some of those audios up on the website, because I got ripped a lot for asking if having his son being retarded added to the fact that he was insecure with himself, you know. And then you have the health issues involved with that because, you know, he took so many drugs over the year, and there were so many drugs in his system. He was taking 10 months of testosterone in a three-week period.
Yeah, and watching Benoit and looking back at his career and seeing how he performed and how he just carried himself, to me, he was a guy who had trouble separating the profession from reality. That being said, I really think that he was very sensitive about his son's dis- disorder, if you will, or
illness.
So illness, and you know, so I think that I'll never forget the looking at him when he first won the championship and the WWE championship, and seeing the legitimate pride in it. I mean, I really feel he was one of those guys who had an issue separating reality from the business. And when you're on the road that much, and when you've been doing it as long as he is, it is reality for you.
Good enough. Matthew Grizzle of ringtalk.com, of course, and the, what did I say? There's nobody better than you, man. You've been a former MMA fighter. I really thank you for your time.
Hey, Badger. Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Now, we've been talking a lot of MMA. Now we're going to talk boxing. And later today, we may spend some time with my great friend, Lenny Williams. Of course, the former Tower of Power lead singer and the platinum recording artist. But next up, the professor himself, Chuck Marbury, talking old school on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Looking for a better sex life? Find it at adultfriendfinder.com/radio, the world's largest and sexiest casual dating site with millions of members worldwide. Sensual singles and swingers in your area are looking for fun. Don't make them wait. View millions of sexy member photos, upload your own, chat live, or even video chat for a more interactive experience. Go to adultfriendfinder.com/radio today. More members, more action.
Membership subject to Adult Friend Finder's terms of use.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour, you tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Most of you guys know that I'm in with the Tower of Power, of course, the great Tower of Power, the, man, the funksters that they are, the Bump City Boys from Oakland, California, having played in Oakland just a couple of weeks ago. Tomorrow they're in Eureka, California. They go to Vegas for 3 days on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of September. Then they go to Pomona and Santa Barbara on the 23rd and 24th. And then they head off on a tour in which they've never done before. So the Tower of Power will go to Korea. They've been there before. Tokyo, Japan, October 4th and 5th. And, of course, Tower of Power was playing the night that the great earthquake hit over there in Japan. And they played the night after the earthquake. And then they go to Australia. And the Tower of Power has never been to Australia before. And the Tower of Power horns have with Huey Lewis in the news back in the days, but never has Tower of Power. So they'll be appearing twice in Australia. Then they go to Bangkok, Thailand, where the men are men, and so are a lot of the women. And then they go to Shanghai, China, and they come back to Washington October 20th. So the Tower of Power going around the world. I have a new article up, Pedro's Song of the Month at towerofpower.com. Check out the message board, and you know exactly what I'm talking about because I keep you hip when it comes to funk, babe. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And, folks, one of my featured writers at ringtalk.com is a professor. I think he needs a Ph.D. in boxing. He is the man. I'm talking about Professor Chuck Marbury. What's up, Big Chuck?
Hey, Pedro. How's it going?
It's going fine, man. Well, tell me about old school boxing. What's new in old school boxing this week with you?
Oh, I just working on an article about Jack Dempsey to turn into you. I did not know that Dempsey had tried to make a comeback at the age of 45 and actually had three fights in 1940 in which he fought three wrestlers. He had been doing some refereeing of wrestling matches, and his business manager set up three matches in which he fought three wrestlers, and I did not know that. And so that's what's new and old school.
Okay. Now, Jack Dempsey, who was the guy that he didn't want to fight? Who was a black guy that he ducked?
Let's see.
There was one black guy in particular that he didn't want to fight. Nobody wanted to fight.
Was it Harry Greb?
No, it wasn't. No, no. It was a black guy that he didn't want to fight. Can't think of his name right now. But Dempsey never fought a black fighter. He didn't want to fight a black fighter. Was Dempsey a racist?
Yeah, I would probably say so.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. We're talking with Professor Chuck Marbury, talking old school. Lenny Williams will check in about 48 minutes past the hour. Of course, he's platinum recording artist, formerly lead singer of Tower of Power, and back on his own. I think tonight he's in Flint, Michigan. And of all places to be, Flint, Michigan, you can buy like 12. Get this, Professor. You can go to, I was looking online, you can go to Flint, Michigan and buy 12 houses for $112,000.
Oh, wow.
12 houses, all put, 12, not 12 units, 12 separate houses for $112,000.
Man, they're hurting up there.
No, they're not hurting. It's just that you need like the Israeli secret police to protect you if you live in Flint, Michigan. So I think that's why the property is going as cheap as it is. And, of course, Flint used to be actually the hometown of Chris Bird, Tracy Bird, and the Bird family. Of course, former fighters, Chris Bird being the former IBF heavyweight title holder. I got a chance to go through Flint one time, and Flint reminds me a lot of North Philly and East St. Louis. And I have to say that of all the places I've been in the world, folks, I've been to 33 countries, okay? The scariest place I've ever been in my life was when me and Fabio Flores, my cameraman, former TV producer, went to East St. Louis and they pulled a gun on us. That was pretty scary. And North Philly comes in second. But Flint's a close third. So those are the three scariest places in the world. I've been to 33 countries, and all three scary places are here in America. I don't know what that says about the United States of America. But back to Dempsey in his era. He weighed 187 pounds. Now, today he would have been a cruiserweight. Was Dempsey strong enough to have handled people like Joe Louis and maybe guys like Sonny Liston and, you know, Marciano, people like that?
I think so. I really do. All of these, I mean, they were big guys. They've always been big guys in boxing. You know, you had Carnera.
Primo Carnera.
Primo Carnera was huge, and actually toward the end of his career, he actually learned to be a fairly decent boxer with a heck of a jab. Jess Willard was a huge guy, and Dempsey destroyed him.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. He broke like 17 or 18 bones in the guy's face. Now, Tex Rickard tried to say that his hands were wrapped in plaster of Paris as far as Jack Dempsey was concerned. Seeing Dempsey had never broke anybody's bones in his face before or afterwards, what credence do you give to that?
I don't give it a whole lot. there never was any evidence. They didn't. I just think Dempsey had a mean streak in him, and once he had somebody hurt, they had to pull him off of him. I don't think there was any plaster of Paris. That would have been too easy to find.
All right, good enough, Professor Chuck Marr. We look forward to your next article. Your series, of course, running at ringtalk.com, is one of the greatest as far as contributions are concerned to old school boxing. I want to thank you for that and say hello to your family, and I thank you so much for all the support.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Good luck to you. Love to your family.
Thank you, sir. That's Professor Chuck Marby of ringtalk.com. Now, got lots of things to talk about in the world of boxing. How about my man Oscar De La Hoya coming out this week in an interview and saying, that was me in the drag photos. Remember when I put those photos up in 2007? Remember the emails and all that stuff you guys sent me saying that I photoshopped these pictures and I was setting Oscar up and I was destroying a national hero and all this kind of stuff? Do you remember that? Do you remember all that stuff? It turns out, yeah, I was telling the truth, wasn't it? Because Oscar did admit this week to being a cross-dresser, to wearing Victoria's Secret's nightgowns, to doing all that cocaine, to hanging out with that Serbian hooker, all the stuff I reported 4 years ago, and I was discredited by the major media sources here in the United States as a tabloid guy, as this, as that, being untruthful, this and that. Well, guess what, folks? Here I stand 4 years later, vindicated by the man himself admitting on TV that he was a crossdresser. He did wear all these, did do all this blow with these hookers and was getting in various female outfits, and that is his body in those pictures. And I told you that I had those pictures studied by a photography expert. I looked at them myself, being a former policeman, with a magnifying glass. I looked at them in high def on the internet with a computer. I went into detail on this. I would not have published pictures of a kid in which I was his first publicist back in 1990 if he wasn't him. I'm talking about Oscar De La Hoya, okay? So that's that. Oscar's admitted to a coke problem, but the underlying factor is, okay, is Oscar hiding something else? Why do this damage control? Why admit all this kind of stuff? I mean, you don't need to go on TV and do that. He's got kids. I mean, what are his kids thinking, okay? Why would you embarrass your family and go on TV and say that unless you are hiding an even bigger secret? But do you know what the moral of the story is, right? Just like I told you last week when Arturo Gatti was murdered by his wife, never, never, never hang out with a skank stripper. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. And he is in Flint, Michigan tonight. I'm talking about the great voice himself, Mr. Lenny Williams. And Lenny, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How's the family going?
Everybody's doing good. I'm out here in Flint. It is hot, and we're getting ready to do a show out here, and excited about it.
You know, I just mentioned on the radio that one of the three scariest places I've ever been in my life was North Philly. That was number two. East St. Louis is number one, because when we went through
amen to that. Right.
we went through East St. Louis with a camera crew one time, and they pulled a gun on us. So, we were just shooting area scenes, and they pulled a gun on us. So that was not too cool. And then Flint, Michigan. Flint, you can buy like 12 houses in Flint. I was seeing it online for $112,000. I'm not talking about 12 units. I'm talking about 12 different houses for like $112,000. Right. Is the economy been that bad with the auto industry having left that area? Is it that bad that things that doesn't look like it's ever going to turn around?
I know it looks pretty devastated. The economy is definitely a major factor back here, but. We're hoping that folks can come on out tonight and have some good times and do a little dancing and make a little love and enjoy themselves and get some hope, you know?
I know, and you bring that, man, no doubt about that. We're talking with platinum recording artist, boxing fan. Are you a fan of MMA, Lenny? Do you like the Ultimate Fighting Championships?
I do like it. At first I didn't, but I do like it. But I noticed that those guys, if they get tapped on the chin, they go down. You know, I said, wow, they go down too quick. I'm like, man, they couldn't take 10 rounds. They couldn't take 5 rounds, you know.
Yeah, but Lenny, they're getting hit with 4-ounce gloves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those are 4-ounce gloves. And you know what's funny is that if you look at the sport of boxing from 2001 to 2006 in Nevada, there were 20%, 21% of the boxers involved in professional boxing matches suffered concussions or brain bleeds. But yet only 2% of the MMA fighters fighting with 4-ounce gloves suffer brain bleeds or concussions. So I'm like the old Alexis Arguello, my buddy, of course, who passed away in 2009 from an apparent suicide, the man that I went down and spent 2 weeks with in Nicaragua in 1999, trying to get him off crack cocaine, which I eventually did, and later he credited me with saving his life. But I sort of like Arguello's theory. The smaller the glove, the better, because it's, you know, the prolonged damage. I mean, bang, bang, bang with these big 8 and 10-ounce gloves. I just think people have brought in bigger gloves to try to make it safer, and I think they've done just the opposite with it.
Done just the opposite, exactly, because you're fighting too long, right?
Now, you're coming to Concord, California. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we're doing a great show out there. It's going to be a lot of Bay Area artists. I think MC Hammer, In Vogue, Tony, Confunction, Sheila E. and her whole family, Pete and the brothers, and Lenny Williams. Yeah, so we're doing that October 1st. It's a big show put on by the radio station KBLX out there. Yeah.
You know what's funny is that I introduced In Vogue at the Cathedral Hall, I believe, on California Street. That was about 2 or 3 years ago for a concert. And those girls can rock.
Oh yeah, they're excellent. Yeah, the performers. So I said, wow, I buy a ticket to that show, but fortunately I'm on the bill, so I get a chance to hang out. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Lenny, what's up with records with you, man? You putting something new out? You got something new going? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm working on a new CD right now, and hopefully going to have that out by the end of the year or the first of next year. That's our plan. You know. So,
How did that outdoor concert did you do yearly for the folks in East Oakland a couple of weeks ago? How'd that go?
Oh, it turned out really, really great. Yeah, we had a good time out there, and Councilwoman Desley Brooks puts that on for her constituents out there. So it turned out really good. Had a good turnout, nice atmosphere, a lot of family, and the grandmas and the family and everything killed. So it was good.
You know, I credit you for bringing it back to the neighborhoods. I mean, you are a class act, Lenny, from A to Z, and I'm going to tell you right this, having watched you now perform for, God, 38 years or something like that, close to 38 years, but I got to tell you like this. When I saw you at the Regency, is it the Regency down there on Van Ness a few weeks ago here in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, the showroom down there, yeah, right. Yes, uh-huh.
Without a doubt, Lenny, that was the greatest Lenny Williams I had ever seen. You are at the top of your game, and it's incredible. You are phenomenal.
Thank you. I appreciate that coming from you because I know what's happening. You've been around all of it, you know, so I take it, with humility, definitely.
Well, I hope to see you on the 1st. Say hello to your lovely wife. I know she's probably at home. But I hope to see
you on
the
1st. Yeah, she's at home, yeah.
And hopefully maybe we'll get together before the 1st and talk.
Okay, for sure. I appreciate you.
I love you, man. Take good care.
Well, watch out for them left hooks, okay?
All right. There's a man, the Lenny Williams. Of course, we're going to go out with Cause I Love You, his million-selling platinum recording. I'm talking about the great Lenny Williams. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, produced by the great Scott Cuddy, and I'm accompanied by Mrs. Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy. I'm talking about Rosario Cervantes.
Girl, you know I love you. No matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They've got a couple new releases out. Of course, the 40th year CD and DVD, 40 Tower of Power, 40 years. And, of course, the Great American Soul Book, another fine compilation put together by the boys from Bump City, Oakland, California. Today in boxing history, how about some birthdays? Jeff Chandler, former world bantamweight champion out of Philadelphia. He was born today in 1956. It makes him like 55 years old. Livingstone Bramble, the man that, you know, beat up Ray Boom Boom Mancini not once but twice. He was born in 1960. Nick Rupa, a welterweight contender, was born in 1965. Vaughn Bean, a heavyweight. Talk about a guy that should have been arrested for impersonating a heavyweight contender. Vaughn Bean was born on this day in 1973. In 1983, the great Donald Curry knocked out Roger Stafford in the first round. Roger Stafford could fight. And in 1988, Meldrick Taylor, KO-12, Buddy McGirt, wins the IBF super lightweight title. Remember that? And, of course, that led up to the fight with Julio Cesar Chavez in 1990, which destroyed him as far as a fighter was concerned. You are tuned. You have been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk, the Ustream live channel. I'm pointing at the camera right now. I want to thank everybody for their participation this week. And, of course, you are listening to the longest-running fight show in history. And next week, I will bring you the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right. Larry Merchant will be in the house next week. So good to have the godfather back and around. Of course, Larry is always the free speaker that he is and tells it just like he is. He's not a corporate guy, although he's been he's just not the corporate guy. Larry just tells it like it is. Larry lets it go. Want to thank my guest today, of course, the great Lenny Williams. I'm clearing October 1st, tonight in Flint, Michigan, but October 1st in Concord, California, with all the groups that he mentioned, including the great Confunction, man, Felton Pilot, and Michael Cooper. Man, we go back a long ways, me and those guys. And I want to thank, of course, Professor Chuck Marbury, Matt Grizzle, and Kevin Perry. All three guys contribute at ringtalk.com. That is Lenny Williams and the Tower of Power telling me it is so very hard to go. And, folks, each and every week it is so very hard to go. So until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit my website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Until next week, peace of Scott Cuddy, Rosario, and the rest of the world. 'Cause I love-